and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. We know that families matter, that every life is precious. Families matter because Jesus, as God's Son, was born into a human family. God chose Mary and Joseph to be his human parents, and today we dedicate and celebrate the Holy Family of Nazareth. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph invite us to think and pray for our families and all families, wherever they are. Each of us, wherever we are born into and belong to a family. We get our lives, our surnames, our identities, our heritage from our ancestors and from our parents. When people meet, fall in love, get married, they become couples. They choose each other in love to share their lives and so their destiny. With the arrival of a child, they become mother and father, parents of their baby, fulfilling God's plan for humanity. They become a trinity of being, like God himself, providing love, care, and security for their baby for as long as it takes, and it can take a while. Parents will sacrifice their personal interests and pursuits. They'll channel their energy and their efforts towards the growth and well-being of their family. The future of humanity depends on millions of parents across the world. In our times, families come in many shapes and sizes. Natural families, adopted and foster families, step and single-parent families, which can be small or even extended to looking after cousins and even generations. States and governments claim a legal right sometimes to control family lives and well-being, but states and governments don't always promote and support parents with financial, social, and material help in order to raise up their families. New parents have to learn to parent on the job. There's no instruction manual. Caring for young people can be a constant, a tiring, yet an ongoing task. Parents will sacrifice their comfort. They will accept sleepless nights. They'll give up their own interest. They'll channel their energies for the needs and the demands of their own children. The more love, care, and effort that is invested in children and young people, the bigger the success parents and families will receive in the child's future. In our reading, St. Paul models family life on the teachings of Jesus. Christians are called to bear, to forgive, and to love one another in order to achieve unity and peace in families and in the community. Paul's advice to husbands, wives, parents, and children is to love, respect, value, listen, and work together to grow in God's grace. And our gospel reading today focuses on the family life of the Holy Family in Nazareth. There's a moment of crisis during the annual visit to the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus, at this point, is around 12 years old, and he goes missing for 3 days. Mary and Joseph are worried and distraught. Imagine your child going missing for 3 days, unaccounted for. They go back to Jerusalem, searching and searching for him, getting more and more desperate. eventually coming to the temple, Mary and Joseph find Jesus sitting there with the teachers. He's engaging with them. He's listening, but he's also asking questions about the Jewish faith, maybe asking questions about his ancestry as well. Mary and Joseph stand there, transfixed. There's their son with all these learned people, sitting there listening to them, but also coming back at them with various questions. They're amazed, as is everybody there, at the intelligence and the understanding of Jesus. His parents naturally are relieved. There is their missing son. They must have been so angry. "How could you do this to us?" asks his mother. But Jesus replied, "Didn't you know that I need to be in my Father's house?" gives a hint in that answer as to what is to come. Yet Jesus at this point is obedient to his family. He returns with them and with the wider group back to Nazareth. And there, as part of the family, Jesus lives, he learns, he works, and he grows to maturity under the authority of his parents. That experience of Mary and Joseph is a familiar one to many parents. As they grow up, children can offer challenge. Children can make mistakes, as indeed adults can. Children can cause trouble, yet at the same time, they learn to assert themselves in an ever-changing world. Their personality and their independence begins to be shaped. And it's the wisdom and the love of the parents and the wider family that is so important in guiding and guiding unruly teenagers through a really difficult phase. Parents and families and communities shape the lives of children, and they influence their future. Children who are born and live in chaotic and unhappy families can carry their physical and mental scars and trauma into adulthood. So much depends on those who look after and those who care for children. Their hard work, their dedication, their constant sacrifice. When we become parents, we build on our own childhood experiences and our memories. If we show love and care, this will result in children growing into content and well-adjusted adults, ready to cope with the challenges and the surprises of life. And in all of this care and nurture, we need to remember that as a church family, but also as a community, it is God who is on our side, helping and guiding us as a church family. The church needs to protect families as they remain building blocks of human society. The church can be the family at home, where human and religious beliefs, values, and traditions are celebrated and also passed on. We are a family. We are a family in God. We are the church family in Christ. We love, we value, and at many times we miss our families. We think, we pray, and sometimes we worry about them. But love, presence, and support keeps us sane and makes life pass easier. May God bless us. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph help us and our families wherever they are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.